Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Thursday, May 30th, 2024, and this is Presidential Release number 539. The National Federation of the Blind advances the lives of our members and all blind people in the United States. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines us or our future, and every day we raise the expectations for blind people because we recognize that low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. Our collective power, determination, and diversity achieve the aspirations of all blind people. And I thought it was appropriate to start this final presidential release before the National Convention with that, our belief statement in the National Federation of the Blind, as I get together here in our NFB of Utah auditorium to host this presidential release. We are hosting our first ever IEP Advocacy Academy from today through June 1st. And we have with us in the audience our first cohort of advocates in training. So welcome to all of you. You know, the goal of this program is to increase the number of advocates available to help families through the IEP process, but equally as important, to connect them with the network that is the National Federation of the Blind. So thank you to our advocates. And there will be future cohorts that will be training. So please, if you're interested, stay tuned, because there will be definitely many more opportunities. And speaking of opportunities, I want to thank our affiliates across the country that are getting ready to host or have hosted NFB Bell Academies or STEM2U programs either in May or June. That includes Arizona, Tennessee, Louisiana, Missouri, New Mexico, Utah, Ohio, Texas, Alabama, and Virginia, and Maryland will all be hosting Bell programs. And thank you to Oregon, New Jersey, Arizona, and Michigan for hosting STEM2U programs coming up. So the work of the Federation is truly, truly busy as we lead up to the National Convention. Things haven't slowed down a bit. To all of those hosting youth programs, I want to say we'd love to have some recorded customary endings for the presidential release from these programs. Now we are heading into June, and June is designated as Pride Month. This is a time to celebrate and commemorate the LGBTQ plus communities around the world. And it's true in the National Federation of the Blind, where many of our members have intersecting identities, that we use this as an opportunity to celebrate Pride Month as well. You know, we celebrate each other for who we are in the National Federation of the Blind. And one of our goals is to make sure that all of us as blind people can bring all of ourselves to the organized blind movement. And one of our core values in this movement is to foster inclusion. We work to cultivate an environment that is welcoming and inclusive for all individuals. And that challenges us sometimes to think differently about how we can make our space more inclusive, but it really creates opportunities for us because it truly does allow us to be the best organization that we can be. And one of the components of that is to provide a loving and supporting and encouraging community for all blind people. And that is a gift that all of us share in this movement that a lot of people wish they had. Now, I do want to use this opportunity to lift up the fact that we do have an NFB LGBTQ group in the National Federation of the Blind. And if you're interested in being part of the group, you can email Sanjo Steele Lashar, who is our group chair, and he would be pleased to get you connected with the group. His email address is sanho817@gmail.com. Talking about Pride Month brings me closer to the national convention. But before we get to talking about the convention, I want to recognize that about this time last year, a number of our LGBT members raised concerns about the various locations where we host our national convention. And the national board last June knew that we would be coming to Florida in 2024 and grappled with the difficulty of having a convention in a place where the laws had changed and really presented some concerns for a number of our members. And our board gave this a lot of thoughtful consideration, and knowing that it was really not going to be a possibility to change our convention, worked very closely with our LGBT group to think about how we might put some things in place that could enhance the experience of being in Florida and maybe create some new connections for our organization. And this truly has created an opportunity for us to connect with some organizations that are in their own rights doing great work, great civil rights work for other communities outside of working with blind people. And one of those organizations that we've had the pleasure to connect with is Equality Florida. Equality Florida is the largest civil rights organization dedicated to securing full equality for Florida's LGBTQ community. And as part of our effort to connect with other organizations, we were really pleased to find Equality Florida. It's always a true honor to connect in a real way with other civil rights organizations, because we can learn from the wisdom that they bring to the civil rights activities. And it's really a great opportunity for them to also learn from the work of the organized blind movement. And so on this release, as we go into Pride Month, I'd like to invite to the presidential release an individual from Equality Florida for some brief remarks, John Harris Maurer, who is Equality Florida's public policy director. He is a lawyer, and he serves as someone on the front lines doing lobbying work for the LGBTQ equality effort in the state of Florida. And he has been involved with us as we have undertaken building this relationship with Equality Florida. So, John Harris, are you out there?
I am.
Welcome. The floor is yours.
Thank you again. My name is John Harris Maurer. Very honored to be able to be with you all tonight. I'm our public policy director. That basically means I'm the frontline lobbyist for Equality Florida in the Capitol. We're working to secure full equality for Florida's LGBTQ community through public education, grassroots mobilization, and direct policy work. If folks have been following the news, and certainly for your members in Florida, I'm sure they're aware, that has been a challenging task in Florida the last few years. Our 2023 legislative session in particular really focused a lot on LGBTQ issues. I am happy, and I'll say relieved, to report that we've now concluded the 2024 legislative session in Florida, and Equality Florida helped defeat or neutralize 21 out of 22 anti-LGBTQ bills. I can't say that we have undone all the significant harms that we saw legislated in 2023 and in some prior years, so there's certainly a lot more to go, and we understand why folks certainly have concerns about being in Florida or visiting Florida. And I was really excited, actually, talking to Sanjo and looking at sort of our list of some recommendations on sort of best practices for organizations that are coming to Florida, that it really sounds like a lot of those are already in place before we even connected. So kudos to y'all for having that group and being so thoughtful about this. I mentioned, you know, a lot of legislation we've seen recently. Much of that is probably not applicable to folks' experience if they're just sort of in the state briefly for a conference or visiting. That doesn't mean there are no implications. I know one of the pieces of legislation in particular that we focused on is basically the anti-trans bathroom bill. A lot of concern about that. And as originally introduced, it was incredibly sweeping in its reach. I'm very glad to share that through a lot of legislative advocacy, it was significantly narrowed. So while it does still very much remain in effect and on the books, it only applies in educational institutions, correctional institutions, and government-owned or leased buildings. So I think there are probably other opportunities to get sort of more in the weeds on some of those issues and answer any questions that folks may have. Equality Florida, again, is really excited about being engaged here and very happy to be a resource.
Well, John Harris, I really appreciate you being with us. And I know that Equality Florida is available to any of our members that may have questions or concerns, and we'll make sure that people can get those contacts. And I want to publicly thank Equality Florida for helping educate our convention ally network that we're building for those who may want an ally to be with them in their accessing the convention in Florida. So that training, first round of training happened. So we really appreciate not simply the information, but Equality Florida really working alongside us to make sure that our fulfillment of our value of fostering inclusion really is happening. So thank you for that. Thank you for your work. And we hope that we'll get to meet you in Florida at our convention in July. One of the reasons to have Equality Florida on this presidential release is to talk about the national convention. And one of the things that we've done is created a partnership with an organization called Social Offset. And this offers our attendees and supporters of the National Federation of the Blind who are coming to the convention an important opportunity to offset some of the harm that they may feel is being done by going to the state of Florida and contributing taxes to the base of the state. Social Offset is a platform that helps organizations put together campaigns. It vets organizations and allows individuals to make donations, 100% of which go to those vetted organizations that are doing good work on the ground to combat some of the local and state public policies that might not align with values that people have. So we think this is a great opportunity for us. Social Offset is a new organization. In fact, their principal, one of their principal co-founders is works right here in Catonsville, Maryland. And so our Social Offset campaign for 2024 allows you to designate a contribution to one of two organizations. One of them is Equality Florida, and the other is Florida Legal Services, which is a statewide leader in advocating for economic, social, and racial justice in the state of Florida. You can find more information about the Social Offset opportunity at our website, nfb.org/convention, and you will certainly find it in our convention emails that will be coming out. And this is one more opportunity for me to remind you that you can still sign up to be part of our convention ally network. And thank you to those who have already done so. Now, I got to move on to a number of other convention items. If you are unable to attend the convention, you can and should register for our virtual convention experience. And that registration is open now and will remain open through a good portion of the convention. Of course, if you register early, you get a better access to information, the communications, that sort of thing. The virtual convention experience option offers access to pre-convention activities, exclusive virtual sessions during convention. Also, you get access to the convention app, to the streaming of the sessions, and to some pre-convention activities. And there are, of course, virtual door prizes as well. So there's a number of great benefits to the virtual convention experience. There are costs involved with the virtual convention experience and what we're trying to do there. And so this year, we are asking for a $10 registration fee for the virtual convention experience. That's a flat fee regardless of when you sign up. There's more than 40 hours of content available through the virtual convention experience. So a lot of great stuff there. I do encourage you, if you can't be with us in Florida for whatever reason, to register for the convention experience and fully participate as much as possible. I do have a few days left before this deadline hits, so I want to give you one more reminder for those who are tuned in live that convention resolutions will be due within the next week. Our resolutions chairman is Donald Porterfield from Arizona, and he wants you to know that we're currently accepting proposed resolutions for this year's convention. They must be emailed to the committee at resolutions@nfb.org, and the deadline to submit a resolution is Tuesday, June 4 at midnight Eastern time. A couple other quick reminders about the convention. There are lots of volunteer opportunities available to help with the convention. I mentioned the Convention Ally Network, but also you can sign up to be a convention ambassador. You can help out in the independence market. There's many great opportunities, and the convention does run because hundreds of individuals jump in to help. Our convention is known as being a very efficient operation, and that's because we have a great team of individuals working on it. One of the ways that we enhance the work that we do during the convention and even leading up to the convention is to promote it in social media. I notice a lot of people already in social media are using our hashtag, which this year is hashtag NFB24. So please take the opportunity to put that in your post, regardless of what network it's on, to promote as you're getting ready, what you're excited about, what you're hoping to accomplish, the things that you're interested in, the people you want to connect with. It's a great way to boost the work that we're doing. So my final opportunity before the convention to say everything convention at nfb.org/convention. Now, on the last presidential release, we talked about the Dream Big Give 25 Drive. This is our annual campaign to encourage donations to the National Federation of the Blind. And this year's effort is really exciting because as you promote contributions to the National Federation of the Blind, you got a shot to win some very cool things. And the new twist we put on it is really fantastic. And as we announced on the last release, the big prize for those who contribute to the drive is a Monarch, which is the most innovative tactile graphics and braille display available anywhere in the world. And you can be one of the first people to get your hands on it and actually own it. Now, this year we've done some really cool things to make it possible for our members to do some peer-to-peer fundraising with your friends and family. You can reach out and you can get additional chances to win because if someone makes a donation and designates you as the person they want to honor with their contribution, you will get an additional entry into our Give 25 Drive drawing for the Monarch or a trip to our 2025 convention. And there's other alternatives. And I happen to know there's going to be some pretty nifty other contribution benefits that you might be able to take advantage of at the convention. It's nice for us to give But if we can get the word out and get others to give, that's where the real power is going to come in this. And especially with the Monarch being available, we should be getting families and teachers and all sorts of people to give and honor individuals in their giving so that they have an opportunity to win the Monarch. NFB.org/give25, donate. Spread it around, get people to give, encourage them to use your name so that you get entered into our drawing. It's going to be exciting to see who gets the Monarch at our national convention. Now, as part of our national convention means that we focus all of our resources on making sure the convention is great. And one of the things we will be doing as a result is closing down our independence market so that we can bring it to the convention. So I want to let you know that our independence market will be closed from Monday, July 1st through Friday, July 12th. So you will have to go to the exhibit hall during the time the convention's open to get to the market. But if you do want to reach out to us to order things, your last opportunity before the convention will be Friday, June 28th, of course. And then the market will not be open again until Monday, July 15th. Okay, I have some exciting advocacy news for us on this release, and I want to congratulate all Federationists on a job well done, because our tremendous advocacy work over the past few weeks did pay off, because the Senate and House of Representatives passed H.R. 3935, which is the legislation that reauthorizes the Federal Aviation Administration's work for the next 5 years. And the FAA reauthorization was signed by President Biden on May 16th. And specifically, it includes a number of accessibility provisions that benefit blind people and other disabled travelers. These include training requirements for assisting passengers with disabilities, better access standards for the accessibility of in-flight entertainment, also improved access to airline websites. The bill also initiates a pilot program for air passengers to register their service animals, which eliminates the problems that blind people and others have faced with completing paperwork with some of the airlines. So these are great provisions, and Congress heard from many, many blind people across the country about this bill, and so congratulations to us on getting that work done. As many other work pieces of legislation that continue to move through Congress, but at the same time, we're pushing on the regulatory front. And on May 23rd, we did submit comments to the Department of Transportation regarding its continued use of the forms to register service animals with the airlines. We have continued to push back on those provisions, even as this bill makes its way through Congress. Hopefully, the new system will help, but we've continued to advocate very strongly with the Department of Transportation about our opposition to the work that they're doing, and our comments are making a difference there. Now, you can read all of our policy comments on our policy statements page at nfb.org, and you can also read the full text of our press releases by going to the press room page on our website. We publish all of these things on a regular basis, so anytime you're looking for the work that we're doing, you'll find it at nfb.org. Now, I do have a number of Federation family notes to share with you on this release before we wrap up. And the first of those is from Mississippi, where we learned of the passing of Letta Boykin, who was a United States veteran and a member of the at-large chapter in Mississippi. From Virginia, we learned of the recent passing of two members of the Greater Williamsburg chapter of the NFB of Virginia. The first was Al McKinney, who passed away earlier this year. Al was the oldest member of the chapter. He was 99 and one half years old when he passed away. And it's no joke to say he was the oldest member. He was also very, very active right up until his passing. Most notably, he was right out front leading the charge during the Blind Equality Achievement Month walk last October. We're also saddened to learn of the passing of William T. Jones on April 13th. He was a founding member of the Greater Williamsburg chapter. He was a fixture at chapter events, Virginia affiliate events and convention, and our national convention. He also served in the United States Marine Corps and ran a successful janitorial service company. His company focused on churches in the Williamsburg area. He was very committed to his wife, Corliss, his family, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and our NFB community. So both of these Federationists will be sorely missed. From Louisiana, we've learned of the passing of Daniel Taverne, who passed away on April 25th. Daniel was an active member of our Greater Ouachita chapter in Louisiana. We've also learned of the passing of Queen Franklin, who was only 30 years old and was a member of the Greater New Orleans chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana. Queen passed away on May 10th. Please keep all of these individuals in your thoughts and prayers, and also those that I may not have known about. However, I am very happy to share the news that the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana is pleased to welcome its newest member, Julia Ann Gilbo, who was born on May 10th, weighing in at 7 pounds, 6 ounces, 20 inches long. Amelia Gilbo is one of the Bell rock stars in Louisiana, and she's very excited to welcome her little sister. Amber and Logan Gilbo are active members of the Louisiana Parents of Blind Children Division, where Amber serves on the board. Amber also was part of our parent leadership program this year. And I'm told that the family is all doing well. And so I, along with the Louisiana family, would like to welcome Julia as the newest member of the National Federation of the Blind. Pam, I think that's what I got for now.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. There will not be a presidential release live in July. Join us for our national convention or virtually, where President Riccobono delivers the presidential report and the annual banquet speech. You can contact President Riccobono at 410-659-9314 or via email at officeofthepresident@nfb.org. Thank you. And I will pass it back to you, President Riccobono.
Thank you very much, Pam. Great to be with you. And I'll look forward to being in person with you at the convention.
Yeah. See you in Orlando.
That brings me to the end of this presidential release, and I truly am excited about being together with the Federation family at our convention in Orlando. I can already feel the energy and excitement. I have a lot of work to do in the next month, and there's certainly a lot of Federation activities between now and then, but I'm really looking forward to being in Orlando, back at the Rosen Center, where we set a world record last time we were there. So many great memories that I know we will not only remember, but create this year. So I'm looking forward to being with all of you. And please, please, if you can't be at the convention, make plans, set aside times, rearrange your schedule and get registered for the virtual convention experience so that you can at least get that part of the excitement. This does bring me to the end of our presidential release. As we go into June, when we'll kick off summer, I have some of the customary endings. And the first is, what do you get when you cross an elephant and a fish? Why, swimming trunks, of course. Now, what is a shark's favorite sandwich? Peanut butter and jellyfish. Now, I also want to let you know that our local monastery recently opened a fish and chips outlet. I went in and asked the gentleman there if he was the fish fryer. He said, "No, I'm the chipmunk." Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 410-659-9314, Office of the President at nfb.org. Follow President Riccobono on Mastodon. Just search for @president at nfb.social. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.